Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of the BH Sales Blog Talk Radio Show, and welcome one and all. And some of you, via our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, ubiquitous audience, one and all, please do continue to pay it forward. We are in our sixth year on a daily basis, each and every 7 days, 365. We continue to have your help to grow. Our YouTube channel is Grandpa Bill's at Bill Holt, 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, subscribe where you feel comfortable in doing so. And each and every day we do a daily podcast poll with in-studio guests, much like whom I'm soon to welcome here in just a second, Dr. Julie Hutzel-Starling. And also the interactive polls pertinent to the subject matter when guests, much like Dr. Julie, comes on board and we get this ball rolling. So first of all, fingers crossed, Dr. Julie, can you hear me okay? Okay, don't let me hit a switch. Dr. Julie, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Okay, great, and thank you. I was just doing a final check on the equipment. Welcome. I'm going to hand it right over to yourself. Welcome on board, and we'll be here for about 45 minutes today, everybody. Welcome, please. Dr. Julie Hutzel-Starling, take it away, Julie. Introduce us to all of us as if we hadn't had any familiarity with you, because some of us have. So for those that may not, let's start at day one, and I appreciate you doing that. Take it away, Julie. Welcome.
Okay, Bill. Well, thank you so much, and so happy to be here with you today.
We're happy to have you. It's my pleasure.
So I am a doctor of acupuncture and Chinese medicine. That is my training that kind of started it all for me. But I've since evolved over the years. I finished my acupuncture training in 2005. So I've been in practice for almost 20 years. And over that time, my practice and focus has really evolved. And now I really consider myself like a way shower, a spiritual mentor and guide for those who are really seeking to heal from the inside out and who feel like they are really here for much more than they thought they were here for and are seeking an understanding of that and a path forward to find their purpose and path. That's kind of how I have evolved over time. And with that, I still see patients for acupuncture. I always combine in energy work of medical qigong with my sessions, and I have added in sound healing into those sessions as well now. I'm also a health coach, and I personally struggled with burnout for many years before I really started to understand my greater purpose and who I really was at soul level. And so I now incorporate all of that into my work with my coaching clients and in-person patients, as well as really helping them to understand that deeper soul level, who they are. And so with that, I use Akashic Records and I also am a Kundalini yoga teacher, and I teach Qigong as well. And both of those are very transformational, powerful embodiment practices. So I also lead and guide embodiment workshops using Qigong, Kundalini yoga, breathwork, meditation, sound healing. All of the modalities that I do, I combine them all in during these very powerful embodiment workshops, all designed to really help people get out of their heads, into their bodies, where the healing happens and where their true knowing is. And I'm always guiding them back into that place to find the knowing within them.
Perfect. And that's one of the main reasons everybody, the folks that do listen to my shows, as far as the workouts for geriatrics, especially on the nutrition side there, and of course these holistic healing hour shows where I do a pretty broad scope of subjects. That's what was so intriguing. And Julie, refresh this old man's memory. Didn't we initially meet each other in the Podmatch Arena, and just because of life and scheduling, and here we are in another year? Am I correct in that recollection? It's a perfect example on what's going on in the world over the last 4 years. All good, and here we are. So I asked Julie behind the scenes, and I'm going to let her take it over, because first of all, Julie, to your comfort zone after today, hopefully we pass, you know, your comfort zone. I tease a little bit. You have an open invite to come back, because the subjects are so deep, and all due justice and all due fairness, there's no way we could squeeze it all and do justice in 45 minutes. So I'm going to kind of let you go in whichever direction you want to, you know, enunciate here today. And I'm going to go accordingly, because I want to make sure that maybe, if you're comfortable in doing so, incorporating the Akashic record. That's a little bit self-serving for my audience, because I kind of paved the way for them, hopefully, to be here listening to you today. So I'm going to let you take it away, because we cover everything that you do, including the Qigong. So I definitely would love to have you maybe do those two particulars, and I'll be quiet so you can with the remaining time. Thanks, Julie.
Okay, sure, Bill. And feel free to type in at any time with a question, because questions really
I'll
help
do that.
Me kind of fine-tune.
I will do that, and thank you. Thank you for accepting that approach. So take it away, and thank you.
Sure. Okay, so for the Akashic Records, they are, in essence, like the super highway, like the internet of the soul. Anything that has ever happened in your soul's experience since it was incepted by Creator Source is recorded in the Akashic Records. And so you really can access anything, past, present, even potentially future, because in the sense that there is no concept of time in the Akashic Records, or really outside of our dimension here, like there's no real concept of time anywhere else. So in theory, the present is also the future and the past, right? So because of that, you can really access anything in the Akashic Records, so past lives, things that happened, you know, way, you know, many lifetimes ago, you can access in the records, along with many other things. The reason why I use the Akashic Records, how I use them and why I use them is very specifically to help people understand who they are at soul level. So what does that mean? Every soul, when it is incepted by Source, is endowed with particular gifts. And when we're born into this lifetime, we're often born with amnesia, so we forget. We forget who we are. We forget where we came from. We forget what gifts we really have. And much of our lives are spent really kind of coming into our own, right, and finding our path. But many people really struggle with that, because our society does a lot to indoctrinate us into what we should be doing, right? Our schooling tells us, oh, well, you should study the things that are going to make you a good job, you know, create a good income for you or whatever. We get really narrowed down into boxed in to ways that we think we should be. We're also told early on that if something comes easily to you, it's not worth doing because it's, you should, you know, things should be a challenge and it should be, you have to fight for your everything and nothing should come easily. Those are common things that we're told. And of course, not everyone is told that and not everyone experiences that, but many, many of us have those experiences to the point where at the end, we just, that's what we believe. So the problem with that is that your soul gift, when you're living from your soul gift, everything is super easy. It flows. It's like magic. It's just fun. And life really can be that much fun. And you're in this, just this creative flow all the time. And things like the abundance comes easily.
I'm sorry, were you hovering on a thought or were you set? Because I have a question for you if you're prepared. I mean, if it's, yeah, okay. So I guess it's a two-part question, so bear with me for a second. So as you've had, you know, a few years at doing this now, which is awesome, I'm applauding that, over that course of, you know, when you started out, if you will, to where we speak, do you see signs of more people seeking out information about this? And at the same time, if this makes any sense, what's their degree of familiarity across the board as they come in and talk to you? If those questions make any sense, go ahead and expand upon those.
Yeah, they definitely make sense.
Thank you.
Yes, I would. People are awakening like crazy.
Thank
now,
you.
In the best way possible. Yeah, in the best way possible. Everyone is waking up to the idea, which isn't an idea anymore, to an actual fact that, oh my gosh, there's so much more and so much of what we have been told isn't true and that maybe there really is so much more for them. They're really seeking purpose and understanding of why. Why are we here? What's the point of all of this? And why am I here? What's my role? And I would say really, it's increased exponentially since 2020, but it was happening even before then. But yes, it's now it's everywhere. Really, people are really waking up to it. To the degree that people understand the Akashic Records, that's still quite low, I would say. I mean, more and more people are hearing about it, but not everyone knows exactly what they are or anything like that. And the truth is there's a lot of people out there who read the Akashic Records, but we don't all do it the same way. Like my modality, the way I do it and learned it is very specific so that it gives people actual guidance and tools.
So to protect the innocent, whomever that may be in this crazy world, and I mean that with all due respect, there's no ambiguity. It's clear as day on what you outline and how you do it, and you obviously stick to it. So that can only enhance those that might have, and I mean this with all due respect, little or no conception coming in to maybe get an indoctrination that much quicker, because it's very clear to, I consider myself definitely a layperson, and it was pretty clear to myself. Never judge anything by me, but I mean, that's a good thing. So in that regard, I'm happy to hear you say that, you know, we're welcoming it a little bit more openly. And real quick question on that, and then I'll let you get to the Qigong part of it. How do I say this? Because it's not a platform here. Did our sabbatical for home study over the last 4 years, if you will, maybe accentuate folks' edification on subjects like that, in your humble opinion?
I think so. I think that a lot of people were forced to take a second look or third
Thank
look
you.
Or tenth look at who they are, at their lives, at why they're doing what they're doing. I
Thank
definitely
you.
Think so.
Thank
I mean,
you.
It
you
even it opened.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I finished your point. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I
I kind of broke your timing. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'll let you finish up.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I mean, I think we were forced to really, well, not everyone did, but many, many, many people. It was an opportunity, a huge opportunity to really go within and start looking for more.
Great. So if you're comfortable in doing so, you're my guest. If you want to pick it up with Qigong, that is something else we talk about pretty extensively at my shows and so forth. If indeed that's your comfort zone, Julie, please go wherever you want, because I really do want you to come back, you know, to your comfort zone. So whichever way you want to go, we're all yours.
Okay, great. There was just a little bit more that I was going to say about the
Akashic
Records, and that, and that the way that I do the readings is very specific for people, so that, because you can, like I said, you can access anything in the records. And so a lot of people will come away from a reading knowing, wow, I had this past life or I had this, and maybe it's like, you know, it's like information for them, but they don't really know what to do with it. For me, it's very practical. I love giving people practical tools that they can use to change their lives and to really heal themselves and bring about transformation. And so for me, it's all about awareness. So I focus on who they are at soul level, their soul level gifts, understanding what the gifts are and what the pitfalls are if you're not aligned to them. So when we talk about that, they always see, oh, that explains why this happens. This is why that's my go-to rather than this, because I'm out of alignment.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I want you to finish.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
Go
ahead. I think that's a great attribute for a number of reasons with no aspersions. It gives a comfort to those that might, you know, not like anything when you ride the proverbial bike, if it's your first time, oh boy, I'm going to scrape my knee or whatever. There's an obvious, maybe a little bit of angst by someone when they are truly a lay person and not maybe knowing what they might proverbially be walking into. It's just an extra step to make that ease, I would imagine, to get right to the meat and potatoes, if you will, a lot quicker with no aspersions on anybody else's approach, you know, within their practices, if that makes sense.
Yes, 100%. And I'll say that, you know, I mean, the people that what I do is for is really people who really are craving change and who really are ready. They're ready for something else because, like I said, this is about awareness and about making change. If you just want to collect information, sure, you can do a reading with me, but it's going to feel overwhelming and you're going to just remember a couple of things and then not do anything with it, which is a shame because it's so powerful, right?
Yeah, so. Exactly. One real quick footnote for those of you that might not have had the opportunity to do so, when you can, please do surf and visit Julie's website, because to exactly what she just said, it answers a lot of the things I would envision. I'm a lay person, but I would envision that a lot of people would probably, you know, have as normal questions until they got there. So it's a great first step that you can, you know, get right to it. And I think that's a great thing. Mm-hmm. I think that's a great thing. Continue.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And so once you understand the soul level gifts and understand how and why you've, you know, been misaligned to them, then the next part of the reading is actually we look at both past life and present life karmic patterns that your soul has chosen that have taken you out of alignment with who you are at soul level, with those soul level gifts, right? So we look at those patterns to understand, not so much, I do tell the soul story for, you know, because that's how the patterns came about, but my emphasis is always on listen to the energy, these patterns, like this is what matters. It's not the story. We don't want to get lost in, oh, that was a horrible life and blah, 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 you know, like.
Yeah,
I fondly
call that the spiraling vortex.
Yes.
But continue.
Right. Right. Well, you know, but a lot of people like to just get caught up in that, but they're, and so it's because it's the easy place to go. Because you don't
Correct.
Have to change when you're in that place, you
Correct.
Know, kind of romanticizing the victimhood, right?
Correct.
So, yeah. So I always focus on, okay, the energies that came up here, we're going to focus on that, because then when you have the awareness of, oh, you know, like I just did a reading earlier today, and, you know, one of the things that came up was this pattern of limitation that was a program that infiltrated her entire body. And so then when you have this program of limitation, you have these blinders on, and all you can see are all the limitations all around you.
Correct.
And so I encouraged her, you know, so now I want you to just start noticing all the places where you're putting limits on yourself. And she just all instantly was like, oh my gosh, they're everywhere. And I was like, mm-hmm. And so now that's how we start to change that, right? Because the opposite of limitation is endless choice, right? And so
right.
What if I actually have endless options right now? What if, right? And so that's how we start to rewire the nervous system. That's how we start to rewire the brain patterning. That's how we start to rewire all of our behaviors and choices and relationships, honestly, is when we can start thinking about it so differently. So
and here's
that,
a little, I'm sorry, go ahead. I want to allow you to finish.
Oh, no,
point.
No, no. I'm just going to say that's really like the whole point of the reading, right? And so is to really come away with that understanding, so then you can really make profound changes. And I usually work with people afterwards as well, continuing on to give them guidance to help with the integration, because it is a lot to take in, right? And so for people who are brand new to doing this work, it can feel overwhelming because it is a lot, but that's why I'm there to guide them. That's why I help them integrate, because it's so important, which is when you do, oh my gosh, it's so worth it. It feels so amazing to be on the other side, right? So powerful.
So two quick things, and we got plenty of time. We're good. We got like because I allocated the studio for 45 minutes. We got easily another 25 minutes. So
okay, great.
If you would, I want you to. I would love to have you accentuate, because I am kind of familiar where you live. And those that, you know, you go right into that. Those that reach out to you and, you know, are facilitated and it's a done deal, they're going to come see you. Accentuate how beautiful where you live for everybody, if you'd be so kind. That adds to the ambiance right there. And then you can segue into the Qigong if you want.
Okay. Sure. So, and just to clarify, the when I do readings for people, those are always online, actually.
Oh, yes, my bad
even
on
for
that. When you get to the, you know, if those that do indeed come down to see you, my bad for not prefacing.
Yes. So, yes, but I do live in a very beautiful area in the coastal North Carolina, called Beaufort, North Carolina, and I actually just moved out here about a year and a half ago. I'm originally from California and Southern California.
Okay, so
on
for the sake of this discussion, you're not the new kid on the block there, but newer in the region.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We've been here a year
and
a half.
It's
this beautiful, magical place. And ever since I moved out to North Carolina, which was in 2007, I think I first found this area in 2010. And I just fell in love with it because I missed living on the water, of course, and moving out to the East Coast. I realized that not a lot of people actually lived out on the coast all year round. And out here where I am, there's this little beautiful community that is vibrant year round. And it's very pretty. There's barrier islands, there's wild horses on the islands, and it's a little magical place. And so my husband and I, we decided to move out here a year and a half ago. And so grateful that we got out of, we were in the Raleigh-Durham area, which is also a lovely, nice area, but it wasn't feeding my soul. And since being out here, it's just completely fed my soul. I needed to be back on the water, closer to the water. So.
And with all due respect to back home, and I mean that, due respect to back home, but it's now, hey, we love it when we go visit, but we're going to hang our hats right where we are. I tease a little bit. But it is so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's been years for me since I've been down through that area, but I am vaguely familiar with it, and it sticks in my mind how beautiful it is. So thank you for that. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah,
and,
of course.
And now where you want to go with the rest of the show, please do so. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we can talk about Qigong. And Qigong, I first experienced doing way back, even before I started studying Chinese medicine. I think I took a class at the Esalen Institute in Big Sur, and the first time I took it, I loved it. It was so calming and soothing, and it just felt so good in my body. And so when I started studying Chinese medicine, that was a part of our curriculum. And so I did. And we also learned Tai Chi.
Are you okay, Julie? I want to make sure we didn't cut out. You can still hear me, okay, right?
Oh.
Okay, because I'm not sure if you, and I don't mean this out of school, I'm not sure if you're retorting. I can't happen to hear you at the moment, but go for it, because I think we're okay.
Can you hear me now? Because
I can
still hear you fine. Okay.
Okay, good.
Okay, good.
Sorry, you know, we just talked about that in the opening, cyberspace and all. Continue. We're good. Julie?
Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, no, I didn't know. Let's do this about that. If you want to, I'd love to have people do this at this precipice in time that we're at right now, and just to, you know, reassure everybody that might be a little bit anxiety about it in the theater. All understandable. Lots of things are, at the moment, a little bit hard to digest sometimes. Can you maybe just, and take your time in doing so, just segue out. And I'm going to safely, hopefully, assume that we are going to have you back. And then side of your thought for the day on that, if you want, just to make sure nothing got lost in the translation, do revisit, you know, your website and your particulars for everyone's sake. And maybe we'll close out at that juncture for today. Sound fair?
Okay. So can you just... say that again. So you don't want me to talk about Qigong anymore. You want me to
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. So I thought you wanted me to talk about Qigong, and then you.
I do.
I got cut off.
But where we did, okay. we did cut out intermittently a little bit. I'll apologize for that on my end of not hearing you. So let's do this about that. Please take ample time. Continue about the Qigong, and then if you want to do a final thought. And then just revisit your particulars, and then we'll say bye-bye for the day. Sounds good.
Okay.
Well, take it away.
Sounds great. Okay.
And thanks for being patient. It is just disconcerting when it cuts out, so thank you. Take it away.
No problem.
Thank you.
So Qigong is just, it's literally the cultivation of your vital force life energy, of your qi. And it's a very powerful but simple practice of combining your breath with the movement, moving in relation to your breath, right? So finishing the movement on the up, on the inhale, and coming down on the exhale, or whatever the movement is, like just you're timing the movement with the breath. And as you do that, it becomes a moving meditation. And the way that I learned Qigong and the way I practice it is really more of like a healing modality. I mentioned that I do medical Qigong, which is a healing energy practice. And so really it's like the Qigong that I practice and teach is about tapping you into the healing energy within you, that qi, your vital force life energy. And it's very focused on that. There's different styles and practices of Qigong. Mine is very focused on cultivating that vital force life energy within you and tapping you in to that energy so that you can actually start to feel it. Because a lot of people, you know, they have no idea what the qi is or that it's within them. And I really love it when I watch people's faces when they start to notice that, oh my gosh, that's what that is, that sensation, because it's always been there, but they didn't notice. They didn't know that it was their qi, right? So I love empowering people to understand that, wow, I have this healing energy that's already within me, and we're just cultivating it and making it stronger to actually bring dramatic healing within your own body. And so that is what makes me love teaching and practicing Qigong.
Thank you.
And yeah. And so to recap, I would say that the biggest takeaway that even, actually, I didn't even really touch on this yet and what I was talking about before, but a huge thing for me that I think now more than ever is very important is that really I encourage listeners to really listen to their own guidance when it comes to discerning what feels right to you and what doesn't in all levels, right? So in regards to your health, in regards to finding your next step in life, your path, whatever it is, really listen to yourself, learn and trust yourself. Start and any modality or teacher or person that you're working with, I really encourage you to work with people who encourage you to go within to find that knowing within you. Because right now we need to be very discerning. There's a lot of mistruths out there right now. There's a lot of misguided people. They may or may not know that they're misguided, but they are. Anyone preaching kind of a savior complex for me, I think is taking you out of your own power. And so stay in your power by trusting yourselves.
Thank you,
by
Julie.
Learning to go with what feels right. So yeah, I'll close it with that.
Thank you. I think those are powerful words to end on. And one last time, just so we didn't miss anything, are you working on anything new, projects or something like that, that we might need to know about before next time around? You probably got your plate pretty full as we speak, so.
Yeah, it is pretty full. I have several workshops and things coming down the pipeline, but nothing that I can actually mention at this very moment. So, yeah.
Maybe next time when you come back, we can expand on your different workshops or something like that to your discretion.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. In the meantime, you can find out everything from my website, drjuliehustlestarling.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter there. That's the best way to stay in touch with me, aside from following me on socials, Facebook, and Instagram.
Thank you. And one caveat, because of everybody's hectic schedules and what have you, you may hear this before you've heard the Prelude shows, and maybe vice versa. There are a couple of Prelude shows. Some of you might have heard them archivally. Hopefully, we painted a pretty good picture to get Julie here, and she certainly added the missing pieces, if you will, to plug it all into the proverbial jigsaw puzzle multi-piece that holistic medicine is and has to be. Us work synchronicity and synergistically with all of these modalities. That's why I love having guests like Dr. Julie. So what I'm going to do is sign off here and say bye-bye to everybody. And Julie, just so you'll know, one of the main reasons I went back to this radio show, we exchanged a little something about the video portion in my email, but you'll have a copy of this radio show in less than a half an hour. And right now, I really want to start to get the message out quicker. And ladies and gentlemen, I said in my prelude shows before, I'm working on something really, really innovative on the video part. It's got nothing to do with me. It's a concept that's been around for a while. Quickly, it's browser to browser, and to protect the innocent in this world, it restricts the limit of servers that are out there that are just, you know, nobody's impervious to all kinds of things, weather, you know, satellites, lots of stuff up in the sky right now. So if we can minimize that, we will get back to the videos very soon, but I don't want to experience with nobody's fault. We had a series of, you know, a lot of snapping out and all of that. And so stay tuned on the video. Some really good news, and we'll get Julie on that side of life too. And I'm going to say bye-bye for now to everybody. I'll see you all again tomorrow, same time, same station. Make it a safe and productive day. And peace, everybody. Julie, I'll be in touch momentarily after we sign off here for the day. Thank you again for your appearance here. And we'll work behind the scenes to welcome you back real soon. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you for joining us. You're welcome, Julie.